Up next on American Restoration.
Is this the Lotus, like, out of the James Bond movie?
Yes, they wanted to become a submarine.
No way! This is one of the coolest Bond cars of all time.
We just want it to look like brand new.
That ain't gonna be easy.
There's an unusual antique store they've been meaning to check out.
This is actually pretty cool, because Clark Kent would run into a phone booth, change, and come flying out of Superman.
Never saw it.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration. What is this?
I'd tell you exactly what it was, but then I'd have to kill you. Michael, this is Rick.
Hey,
Michael.
Rick, how are you?
Good to meet you.
Same here.
Wow. This is a Lotus, right?
It's a 1977 Lotus.
Is this the Lotus, like, out of the James Bond movie?
Yes. They wanted to become a submarine.
No way! Wow, this is cool.
I own the largest James Bond museum in America. We have 58 other James Bond pieces in the museum, and that will be the 59.
The actual car?
Actual car.
Wow.
Freaking awesome.
Freaking awesome is not the word. Yeah, I mean, I used to follow all the James Bond movies.
Of course,
I mean,
who didn't?
Yeah, right. And this is actually The Spy Who Loved Me.
The Spy Who Loved
Yes.
Me, absolutely. Well, this was the best one, because you'd cruise through the water and then come up on the beach. Got flip-flops on, you get yourself a martini, hang out with the chicks in bikinis. Hell yeah!
Roger Moore was in that one, not Sean Connery.
Right.
Roger Moore was the funniest James Bond. I gotta tell you, he was funny.
We found this in the Bahamas in a junkyard in the 90s.
Really?
And
they just dumped it? The film crew just dumped
it? They left it there, yes.
Oh.
And we decided it's about time to restore it.
Wow, that's unbelievable that they just left it.
Yes.
When they got this car, did they just get the body portion of it and they built the rest of it?
Yes.
Okay, so this never had an engine in it, right?
No engine, no transmission, no nothing.
So do you want this thing to basically run and drive through the water?
No, we just want it to look aesthetically like brand new.
Like it did in the movie, just
yes,
like it did.
Exactly, right.
This is one of the coolest Bond cars of all time. But I'm not seeing any of those spy gadgets here that were in the movie. So this would be a total rebuild from the ground up. And I don't have Q in my corner for all the gizmos. Back here, it had like four round turbine-looking things.
That's correct. A
couple of fins back here running like that.
Yes,
know?
And we have to create them, you know.
Right. You know, a lot of the fiberglass is just, you know, it's structurally unsound. So we're going to have to fix all that. Weeks and weeks and weeks of body work on the fiberglass. But there's a lot of work here, I'll tell you that.
What do you think it's going to cost me to restore the car?
I'm looking at about $55,000 to do the whole car the way we want it.
It's so expensive. You know, there are other guys like you
I know,
that can do it.
And I do want to restore this car.
You'll be the only man in America that's going to restore this piece. Originally, I was going to ask you to pay me for that. But I like your work. I schlepped it all the way from Miami. I will give you $50. It's up to you, Rick, you know.
Well, you know, it's such an icon, and because it's going in a museum, you got a deal. You're
It'll
up,
be
you're
my
on.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's going to be awesome.
I know that Rick does very nice work, and I hope he's going to bring it back to life, and even better than it looked when it was alive.
Where are we going?
Going to Medusa's, man.
I'm always on the lookout for new picking spots. And there's an unusual antique store that I've been meaning to check out with all sorts of cool stuff in the window. This place is pretty cool because there is stuff all over the place. There's art, there's metal, there's wood.
There's just different stuff. I mean, weird stuff that we don't always see. Oh, this thing is badass. I want these in my house.
Everybody needs king chairs.
These things are huge.
Dude, you gotta get these. It's about the only time that I can sit in a chair and my feet dangle. You know how nice this is?
Yeah.
I mean, you get that all the time.
Whatever. I know. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's keep looking.
Dude, check these out.
Nice.
Yeah, fire extinguishers, man.
Yeah, and they're all copper. That's really cool. Look at how ornate it is on the bottom. And the plate being, like, rounded on the top or arched. I mean, we've had these before, but right. I've never seen one of those.
I know, me either.
Easy.
Those would be so cool polished up.
These sell really quick, too.
Do they?
Yeah, they don't stick around very long at all. So, yeah, we'll definitely ask about those.
Definitely.
Cool. He's got some cool stuff and some very funky stuff. What is that?
What?
Coffee mug? Does that say me? Or what?
Duh.
So you just hold it and you're staring at booty every time you get a drink.
That's like your favorite thing to do.
That it
drink
is.
Drink and look at women.
That's the closest I've been to a woman in years.
That's the only woman that'll let you touch her.
Go on.
Check this out.
Dude.
The wheels tipped up and were pulled back in.
Okay.
This was a periscope.
These are harpoons?
Torpedoes.
This restoration is much more involved than I thought.
I don't know if you would fluctuate very much on it.
I could do 600.
You could do six, huh? To be honest with you, I don't feel like carrying this thing out.
We're restoring a James Bond Lotus Esprit that transformed into a submarine in the movie The Spy Who Loved Me. It's taken some serious hits over the years, and its frame is literally falling apart. So the guys have been working like crazy to repair and reinforce the fiberglass frame. So we can save this 007 classic from an untimely demise.
Tyler and I are checking out a new picking spot in the city.
Check this out.
Dude. And I think we just found something really super. This is actually pretty cool.
What?
Oh! Watch your knee. But no, these are, I mean, from the 70s. But what's made them popular is because of Superman.
What do you mean?
Because that's where Superman would go. Clark Kent would run into a phone booth, change, and come flying out of Superman.
Never saw it.
The thing is, to restore it wouldn't take all that much. Looks really heavy, too.
Not easy to move.
But it's definitely something we should ask about. This phone booth is kind of cool, but I don't know if it's worth the hassle. Okay, Dave, we do like the two fire extinguishers.
Okay.
All right, and then the phone booth.
It's functional.
Yeah, really works?
It works. Well, you can actually call right now.
How much?
I'm asking 800 on the phone booth and 40 apiece on the fire extinguishers.
Can I test it out?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, bro, I'm calling you from a, like, Superman phone booth.
No way.
Like, I'm standing right in it.
Okay, what?
No, 70s, the metal ones. So I'm going to ask you what I should pay for it.
Just in decent shape, maybe pay $600, and I definitely grab it for that.
Wow, okay. We also found these cool copper fire extinguishers that I think you'd like. I'll haggle with him on the price.
Lock him down. Lock him down.
All right.
Okay.
He told me right around six. So I don't know if you would fluctuate very much on it.
I could do 600.
You could do six, huh? I was afraid you were gonna say that. To be honest with you, I don't feel like carrying this thing out. I'm still gonna kind of pass on it.
All right.
It's a yes on the fire extinguishers.
Okay.
40 each, 80 bucks?
Yep.
Okay, right on.
All right, man.
I'm pretty sure my dad's not gonna be too happy when he realizes he told us six, the guy came down to six, and you still didn't buy it.
Oh, crap. I think I forgot my wallet.
You gotta be kidding me. Thanks for coming,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've got a ton of questions. I called in a consultant from our client's James Bond Museum so we can nail down the details they want on it before we go any further.
This is an unbelievable piece of cinematic history. It's amazing to see it even in this condition. So back in 1977, they had four transitional cars. This one was found on top of a bread truck in the Bahamas. It had trees growing up through it and everything.
Wow. So this is basically one of the four that they used.
This is a transitional vehicle that did a very important function in the movie. Roger Moore drives the car off the pier, and then it turns into a submarine.
Yeah.
This is actually the one that the wheels tipped up and were pulled pulled back in by the ropes and the pulleys with a guy inside the car. And then another transitional car had covers and fins. And the missile, that was yet another vehicle. But they only built one that actually had all the mechanisms, the hydraulics, the motors, which just a year ago sold for $1 million.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? I'm here to see if you can incorporate elements from each of those cars into this restoration.
Wow.
Now, this is actually the car that there were scuba divers in, and it ran.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What is that?
The pilot couldn't see through the slats, the metal slat.
Okay.
This was a periscope. That should be a small 3-inch little pipe with a tiny little piece of mirror on it. That's what it looked like.
So this is the picture of the front. These are harpoons?
Torpedoes. Yeah,
okay.
Right. The fins can be non-functioning.
Right? It's basically a bumper that extends out far enough for the props.
That's right.
Okay.
That side of the car should have the fins just covered with a static fin on each tire. On this one, put a wheel that you can have part of the cover come down.
So like it was looking like it was going out. I got you.
And then on the front, of course, because it did go off the pier as a drivable car, and I would just bolt a solid tire right here.
Now that I know exactly what the customer wants, this restoration is much more involved than I thought. We actually have to show different stages of the car transforming into a submarine, and that ain't gonna be easy.
Why don't you hang on to these?
Awesome.
And you can call me anytime with any questions. I too want to make it proper and right and correct. And I'm right there with you. So.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go see this phone booth.
Oh, no, we didn't get it.
What do you mean you didn't get it?
Ron didn't want to move it.
You quit? Because it was too heavy?
We're going to get you a little name tag right here that says, dumb.
My dad's gonna freak out on you.
He'll be fine if you keep your mouth shut.
Hey, good, you're back.
Let's go see this phone booth.
Oh, no, we didn't get it. What do you mean you didn't get it?
Well, they came down and they gave us the right price.
What happened?
Ron didn't want to move it.
You little punk.
So I actually was talking to somebody about trying to sell that to him because I thought you bought it.
I didn't want to take it out. The spot that it was in, it was like tucked in, there's stairs. I'm not feeling good. There's no way I could have gotten out of there.
You got him.
He's not
going
to do a lot.
Wah.
He can't do a lot.
You quit? Because it was too heavy? Because it was underneath something or behind something? Since when? It's always behind something, underneath something. That's just stupid, lazy bull. What about the fire extinguishers? You get those, right?
No. Ron forgot his wallet.
He had two things picked, and you come back empty-handed. You're gonna go back to that store and get that stuff.
Oh, my God.
I need to think about the consequences for you, because you're teaching him, and it's not right. Just get out of my sight. Get. Go. Find something to do productive.
Thanks for having me back.
Sorry. That was way more fun.
Hey, Ted.
Oh, hey, Rick.
So, you know we ended up with that James Bond submarine for The Spy Who Loved Me?
I've seen it.
The car was driving off into the water, so you got to see the tires on. The other thing is when it went in the water, you start to see it transforming into an amphibious car, where the fins are starting to come out, the tires are starting to go in. And we want to be able to combine all those elements into this one car, so they can see three different points of the scene. So, on the right side, it's got two fins. The front fin is a little narrower than the rear fin.
Like diving planes on the submarine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So because the car's all fiberglass, I want to make them out of fiberglass. And then I would like to see them move.
Oh, you want them to function.
Yeah, a little, you know, even if they have to hand do them, you know, just one little detail.
You really sure you want to make them out of fiberglass? I mean, if we just make them out of aluminum, they'll be strong, and then it'll be a lot easier to put some structure inside that would make them.
So if we do them out of aluminum, what you're saying is we can put something inside of it so it will spin.
If that's really what you want to do.
That's fine, but just keep in mind, this thing's in a museum. It's got to look right, okay?
Wish me luck.
Yeah. Good luck on your amphibious endeavor.
Projects like this are always tricky because we want it as accurate to the original as possible. But it's really hard to get the correct curves and dimensions when your blueprint is actually an old photograph. So it takes some educated guessing and a lot of trial and error. I know these will look good, but if we don't get these dimensions exact for this museum, Rick is gonna rip me a new one. I hope this is right.
Run! Hurry up!
Oh, kidding me.
What the hell's on your shirt?
This sucks. Rick was really pissed about the whole phone booth screw up.
Dumb a**. That's what you are.
So he's made me his personal bitch to try to teach me a lesson.
Hey, run!
He rang.
Could I get a coffee black, please?
Come on, let's go. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
That's good.
You know what, kid? I need a pen now. Work ethic is when somebody tells you to do something, you do it.
I made a mistake. I need a pencil.
You know, I really hate my brother.
Run! Get over here!
I gotta go. King Dale has summoned me.
Hey, hey, Michael, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good, good. Doug, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Michael and I are here today to see the unveiling of this James Bond car. The car looked like a piece of junk, so I hope he delivered.
Are you waiting long?
Yeah.
To see the beautiful job that you did?
Yeah.
We hope we are not going to be disappointed.
Okay, well, it's ready.
Wait.
It's ready. I can't wait to show it to both of you now.
Can't wait.
The car is going to be seen by a lot of people in the museum that Michael owns in Miami, so we're excited to see it.
Come on over here. It's behind the fence. Keep your head down a little bit. No peek.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
There you go.
Check out James Bond.
Wow.
Keep your head down a little bit, no peeking.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
There you go.
Check out James Bond.
Wow.
Oh, check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
He's beauty.
Oh, man.
Check it out.
I can't believe that's the same car.
Check it out.
That is incredible.
So beautiful. I expected you to do a beautiful job, but I didn't realize it's going to be so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How did you do it?
This was quite a project. You remember when it came in and it was down at the end of the parking lot? It was just trashed. It was just trashed. The fiberglass was all ripped and torn, and this is going to be in a museum,
right.
So I wanted to hit it out of the park. In order to make it structurally sound again, the bodywork on this car took 259 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot to
right.
this to get it just right.
I couldn't help but notice that you've mounted it on its platform the same angle it goes into the water.
Well, I wanted it to look like it was diving off the dock.
Right. That's brilliant. Good
right.
job.
So we sort of gave all the concepts to it. So on this side, this one sort of looks like it's driving down the road, but that one over there actually looks like the tire goes in, and then the cover's starting to come down
right.
and cover it up. You're sort of getting a little of both worlds on that side, and then the other side, you actually looks like it's in the water.
Right.
It has all of the shields down, and that's why when it's at this angle, I mean, you basically can see it's
sure.
it's diving, right?
Right. It's a great addition to showing people the conversion process, and it turned out beautifully.
So what we basically did is the grills over the top of the windows, they were really beat up. So we remade them out of aluminum. So now they're all nice and straight again, exactly the way it was. We looked at one of the pictures. We matched this periscope in the top where it's actually a little trap door. So now it's come up. We matched the missile. The missile's ready to launch.
Just putting that back on the car was an added bonus.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was just so cool. On the front of the car, these are torpedoes. This piece here was actually solid on the car and never came up.
Right.
So what we did is we ended up making this shell going around the outside and put these missile tubes on the inside here. So now it's sort of showing you. It's lifted up and it's getting ready to shoot out a torpedo.
Perfect number and perfect
yeah.
color, too.
Yeah, yeah. Each one of these are exact same color as it was in the movie and the exact same amount of them on the front.
It's amazing.
On this side, this is the concept that's in the water. We had to hand make all these fins. We ended up remaking these out of aluminum. And now the fins.
Oh, they
dive.
Yeah.
They'll dive.
it's shaped just like it would have been. Got the stripe running down it. Now, actually, we've got this in here to where it's on a spring. So if you want to hold it there.
In any position.
Yeah, anywhere if you dive or leave it straight. And then come on back here. On the back, quite a bit different than when it came in.
None of this was here.
Right. We didn't know anything. We're basically just going off of a picture and taking a ruler and trying to figure out dimensions.
I knew this was going to be the hard part.
It was. Ted made this whole fin section out of foam and fiberglass. So he cut it all out of foam, then he fiberglassed the whole thing, and now it's all mounted on there nice and sturdy. The shrouds themselves are aluminum, and then the props are actually brass props. And they all spin.
Oh, and they turn. Huh. Yeah. That's so great.
The license plate got done in yellow. And of course, when you're James Bond, you have to have a squid's ink spitting device.
Yeah.
Spray
Don't tell me that's back there, too.
So there, check it out. This comes down. Guns come out.
There are so many adjectives I could use, but it just takes my breath away.
Well, you got the best doing it.
It's
so
just incredible.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
It's perfect. I mean, every detail, you nailed it.
Rick, you did a beautiful job. I think it's more than museum quality. It might be too good to my museum in Miami, but we'll take it anyway. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Beautiful job.
Thank you. Thank you.
A great job.
Awesome.
Great job.
I could have done without you, to be quite honest.
You bet.
All right, Ron. Today, I think you learned a valuable lesson.
You win, brother. I will not be lazy anymore.
I got one more thing. I need you to do my laundry.
No way in hell I'm cleaning the skid marks out of your whitey tidies.
No starch.
I don't know how to do laundry at all.
It's a good day to learn.